producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Again, at the top of America tonight, we'll be talking about Ebola, obviously, just 10 miles from my house. The first patient in the United States. For 7 days, he had the symptoms, finally went to the hospital. Actually, he had gone to the hospital once before, and they sent him home. Now there's some fears about who he came in contact with. We'll be talking about that. But first, we kick things off with our pals from Talk Radio News, as we always do. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, one of our faves, of course. And, Bob, you don't have to worry about it. You're not 10 miles from the Ebola patient, but coming soon to your neighborhood. This is crazy, huh?
Yes, it begins. I had a doctor, actually, just tonight that I stopped in between stations. I was talking to him, and he said, well, you know, why don't we just stop all the flights from Africa? He's an educated guy, and I said, well, how about the people that fly from Africa to Germany or Africa to India to America? So, you know, people were kind of thinking, well, just stop the flights. You know, this horse could be already trotting down the street.
Yeah, I think so. Could already be doing it. I agree with you 100%. We'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, the president is, they informed the president, and he said, you know, something about, well, get everyone you can quarantine or incubated, whatever word you want to use. Isolated is really a word they use. But that's going to take some time. They're apparently, from what I understand from my sources, they're going through and painstakingly trying to identify anybody who he might have brushed with. In 7 days, that could be a lot of people.
Wow. Yeah. Good luck on that one. I mean, yeah. Hopefully they'll find some type of... Well, I thought they had a vaccination, so we'll have to see what they come up with.
Yeah. All right, so let's move to what's happening in Washington. This was huge, and I was watching this today live. The U.S. Secret Service Director, Julia Pearson, was, of course, getting grilled on the Hill for what happened at the White House. The American gladiator, I mean, he thought he was a gladiator, jumping over the fence, who actually went through like 5 different obstacles and made it deeper into the White House than they thought. Omar Gonzalez, who had a knife in his hand, this Iraq war veteran, which that part is incredibly sad. But what is going on with the Secret Service, and what did you think of the committee, the House Oversight Committee?
Well, I paid attention because, I used to be in charge with Steny Hoyer, who's now the number 2 Democrat in House Security, the House Administration. So, you know, we were involved up to our necks in it for quite a few years. And I watched with interest this, and I have to tell you, I wanted to scream because I viewed, and I don't know, you know, Julia Pearson, I have nothing against her. I don't think this has anything to do with the president. But I'm watching her, and how she answered was almost like an analytical lawyer or something.
Yeah.
And it's the only time I'll ever praise Errol Issa, but I had to even agree with Issa when he said, wait a minute, you know, don't take my time on this, because he asked her, now, isn't the account different? The man was not arrested when he went in the door, which is now true. He went in the door, he went past the steps to the living quarters, he went into the East Ballroom, and he got all the way into the doorway of the green room. And she started to give an answer that was almost like, I don't know, like she was on trial and was trying to avoid the answer or something. And I watched it and I thought, maybe the Obamas ought to get private security. It's just, you know, then everybody starts talking about, well, maybe we need more agents. They had 5 systems intact. You know, the usher for the White House or an assistant usher decided the alarm bell was annoying. They turned that off. And I'm sitting there, and then we find out tonight that a man with a gun who had an assault record was in the elevator with the president in his visit to the Center for Disease Control. So it's not going to get any better, but I don't know. And then the glass incident where the cleaning lady found the glass at the White House. And again, the director of Secret Service started to answer things like, well, you know, the Secret Service, that was on the Truman balcony. Like, they're not allowed to go out there. So I just thought it was a bipartisan hearing. There wasn't a lot of politics. But I just thought her answers really made me say, oh, my, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The strategy, it was almost like she had consulted with a lawyer and they told her not to say anything that
made
any sense.
That's what I was trying to get at. You said it best. I thought she was acting like she was in the federal courtroom and was going to be, you know, sentenced.
Since when does the White House, you think about this, I mean, look, I watched The West Wing. Nobody would say C.J. Craig, if they told her too bad, this alarm is going to ring in the background, it's going to ring in the background. The Secret Service's job is to protect the president and really the occupants, I suppose, of the White House. And if they're telling them, listen, we don't like that alarm, turn it down or do something about it, that's crazy that the Secret Service wouldn't say, sorry about that, ma'am, but we can't.
Well, they said that, you know, that you could hear the First Lady yelling, you know, with the door closed. And I don't blame her for one second. She was gone with the president, and her children and her mother were up there, and no one knew for 4 days that bullets were fired. I mean, it's just really, honestly, I've never seen such a breakdown in a short period of time of the Secret Service. And then the other thing, I hate to even talk about this, but it was mentioned today. You know, in this country, if you don't put your hands up the wrong way, the right way, you can be shot. But if you jump over the fence of the White House, well, I don't know. We'll use some restraint. I kind of don't get it.
I don't get it either. Use some restraint. Craziness. Absolute craziness. All right, I'm going to jump to something different that a lot of people are talking about. We've talked about it here on America Tonight. What's going on in China? Well, first of all, the whole Hong Kong thing. But also, you sent me a link to something interesting about these Chinese torture product business and how it's exploded, meaning electric shock batons and weighted leg cuffs and restraint chairs. What is happening?
Yes, you know, this didn't get any attention, and I saw this, and I put this out because I found it to be absolutely incredible. And they are making like $100 million business, and they're making all of these really hideous torture devices, and they're made in China, and the businesses have grown, I think, to 28 some businesses that are doing this, and they're sending them all over the world, but especially to countries in South Africa. They've also sent them to Egypt, Madagascar, some different Mideast countries, and there are all kinds of torture devices, everything under the sun you can imagine, and again, it's all made in China. I'm sure some of them are used in China, but I just found it to be absolutely incredible. Yeah. $100 million worth of items.
Yeah, I want to know where they're going. It can't be movie sets. Got to be more to it than that.
That's right.
Yeah, craziness. All right, always fun. Bob Ney, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, so what do you make about what we were talking about there with the fence jumper making it to the East Room? The Secret Service, the Secret Service grilling today. I'll tell you what, I mean, if you can't even guard the president in the White House, what does that say about being mobile? It's way worse than we initially thought. We know this, the guy who leapt over the White House fence this month and sprinted through the front door, you know, basically went through five rings of security. And I was talking to a Secret Service agent today, and it was actually more than that. There were other things in play that they can't talk about. So it was more than five rings. Outrageous. And the fact that the alarm box, as you heard Bob and I talking there, was bothersome, so they disable it, they mute it, because of an usher's office request. Come on. Omar Gonzalez, if he had a grenade, if he had been wired up to explode, anything besides that knife, and even with that knife, he was lethal, barreling past the guard inside the door. Absolutely insane. Somebody needs to get the axe for this one. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
Speaking of heads spinning, I watched what happened today. I watched the whole thing, and I felt just like Bob. It was stunning to me the way this White House breach was handled in the questioning. And, you know, you heard him say that Daryl Issa, he absolutely agreed with what he said. I don't think you could be the most liberal Democrat in the world, and you probably agreed with Issa if you were paying attention to what was being said. I mean, the fact that they've had all of these breaches in a row, and this one, which could have been lethal. Bob makes the crack about, hey, if I were the Obamas, I might hire my own private security. I have to agree. And here's the thing. No matter how you feel about the press, right, seriously, we are paying taxpayer money, your pocket, my pocket, the guy down the street's pocket. We pay a lot of money for not Social Security, because we don't know if we're going to get that, for the Secret Service detail. And there's always complaints that there's not enough. There's not enough money in the budget. So for the kind of protection that we afford the president, it needs to be the best you can possibly get. I am sure there are old-timers that just are shaking their heads at what they have heard that happened at the White House, and even before this latest breach. So the president shares an elevator with an armed security contractor who has three felony convictions relating to, by the way, assault and battery. That's just one of the other violations that were out there. And, I mean, it's an embarrassment is what it is. This director Julia Pearson. It was like, woo, I am woman, hear me roar. Remember, this is what this was portrayed as. Hey, a female Secret Service agent, a career woman, climbs the ladder, unbelievable. She's running the show. Well, if you're going to run the show, you got to be able to handle the show, and she can't do it from what all accounts are. So Tuesday, she says she takes full responsibility for that breach. She admits that the security just completely was ripped apart when you had a knife-wielding dude jumping a White House fence. And then I love this part when they say, well, you know, a lot of college kids get drunk. A lot of people jump the fence, but we catch them right away. That's nice. So you know that there's fence jumping, and that's what happens. Going through the first family's residence through an unlocked door, making it all the way into the East Room, what if they had been there? And the man in the elevator was working as a security officer at the CDC. And this is the part I love. Secret Service agents grew a little suspicious of him, they say, when he refused to stop taking a video of the president on his phone, and then they pulled the guy aside for questioning. Hey, why are you taking that video? Why do you keep doing that? So then they fire him on the spot. He turns over his gun, and they didn't even realize he was armed. You and I are getting the shakedown when we go through the TSA line from people, in some cases, who got their job because of an advertisement on a pizza box. And at the White House, you have a guy taking a video of the president armed, and they have no clue he has a gun. I mean, it's stunning to me. Stunning. I mean, they can say whatever they want. This will never happen again. This will never be allowed to happen. We will never have this happen. Well, that's stupid. Because there's no way they can guarantee something like that wouldn't happen again. But what's going on? People are falling down on the job. They're more concerned, one of the details, with hooking up with prostitutes. And as Jack pointed out to me, to give you a fast figure, $12 million a day is spent to protect the Obama family at home. That's what we're getting for our $12 million. Crazy. And if some people say the president should come out and say something about it, normally I'd say, you know what? What's he going to say? Bag on the Secret Service because he's probably chummy with them. They've been on thousands of details before with him and no problems. But I actually think I would say something because this is taxpayer money again. This is what funds the government, all of these spots. People sometimes complain about how much we spend on security, but we're getting terrible security. He would be better off with a private firm at this rate. You know, and Pearson, when she was questioned, said she briefed the president on threats and that she's only briefed him once this year for September 19th. I love what Congressman Jason Chaffetz said. He says, you know, in a nutshell, give me that one word, inexcusable, of course. A convicted felon armed within the president's reach, no background check, and then somebody leaping the fence, no less, an alarm is turned off because, it's kind of bothersome. So let's turn off that alarm. If that guy had pulled out the gun and shot the president, if the other guy who jumped the fence, Gonzalez, had gone through and the president was still there and he had hit the president or somebody else, can you imagine? I mean, here we are talking about terror, talking about ISIS, talking about ISIL, and we can't even guarantee the security of the leader of the free world. There is no 100%, but we're not even at 75%. I mean, we're not. You didn't have just one little slip or someone jump in the fence, they tackle him right away. That didn't happen. And I think a bunch of people need to be fired. Chairman Daryl Issa said an internal investigation isn't sufficient. He'd be working with colleagues to request an independent one instead. I agree. I mean, there's just too many. You had 2012, the prostitution scandal that happened when the president went to Colombia. What do we chalk that up to? Ah, boys will be boys. Oh, that's terrible. But I don't know what they were supposed to be doing, mapping out what was going to happen. And then instead, you had that, and then you had the firing of the bullets at the White House, not even realizing how many there were. It's just astounding. It is. It's just absolutely astounding. And it comes from the top. If there is a culture of, I'm not going to complain, or I'm not going to say anything, I see something, there is no room for that in the Secret Service. I mean, there is no room for it. There's no pussyfooting around it. You have to be able to use lethal force. I mean, it's that old saying, can you take one for the press? Are you willing to take a bullet for the president? I think we might as well put a vest and everything else on the president, including a mask, because he's not safe with these guys watching him. And it's the person that gets through the house. The detail right on top of him might be fantastic, but all of the other people, the moving parts, are significant. Now, what do you think terror groups are saying to themselves? Gee, maybe it wouldn't be so hard necessarily to get to the president of the United States. I mean, it's uncontrollable what's happening there, it looks like. And absolutely unacceptable. And why am I going on and on about this in the beginning? Because I go back to the same thing. Why do you care? Do we need an incident like that to show the United States is weak? Do we need something to happen to people in the White House to show that we have absolutely no way to protect our own leader? It shows vulnerability. It's like I was talking about. So the TSA will shake us down. Put up your hands. How many times have I had to do that? And let the thing go around. And shake down the old ladies. And the poor women with the kids that have to pull everything apart and the lines backing up and they're screaming at you in some cases, which I have to say, some of the TSA people are great, some of them not so great. You know, we've taken the show different places, and maybe they're frustrated and tired of the guff they get, I don't know. But we have to incur that for the sake of security, to show we're not vulnerable. Sacred quarter, the house of the leader of the United States. Stunning. If you want to flip me your opinion, you can. 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net. Meet you on the flip side.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised, never been told before, that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, we have all kinds of breaking news happening. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, including Matt Johnson. Maybe a little distracted at the mothership, not because of Ebola. That's 10 miles from the mini facility where we're broadcasting from. But the A's just jumped ahead in the 12th. Oakland 8-7 over KC, a huge game. Matt, have you been you've been watching a lot of this, haven't you?
Yeah, he disappeared.
Oh, there he is. Okay. And so what happened? I mean, what's the significance? Why does anyone care if they're listening to me say this?
Well, it's the one season playoff here, so the wild card game, so the winner goes on to the postseason.
And the loser gets tee times.
How awful is that?
Oh, how awful is that? Because, so, bottom of the 12th, like I said, 8-7, Oakland over KC. Oh, the Royals, who had such a hot run during the season, and were the team that a lot of people were rooting for. That is just too bad for them. One game, and it's a heartbreaker. One game, and you're in, or else you're hitting the pavement. All right, I made the crack about Ebola. It is very scary. Seriously, 10 miles or so from the American Tonight facility, the CDC officially confirmed the first case of Ebola in the U.S., and it was a patient who... It was strange. The patient left Liberia September 19th, came back into the U.S. The 20th, went, you know, wasn't feeling well, went to a hospital, was sent away. So there was a seven-day period where the patient who was in the U.S. visiting family was looking for some care, but was sent home. Then he's admitted after 2 days. What a mistake that is. So now he's in isolation at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, where he is critically ill, and they're treating him. The next steps are just trying to do whatever they can to minimize the likelihood or possibility that anyone else becomes infected, because it's also family, friends, anyone he could have come in contact with, any kind of transference, and it can happen accidentally. I mean, you know, really easily, not the same as airborne, but easily enough to make that kind of transference. They're working to monitor, to identify, monitor anyone who came in contact with that person, with this guy. It's a guy, with this guy. Because only someone who's sick with Ebola, as all of you know, can spread the disease. Once those people are identified, they're all monitored for 21 days after exposure to see if they develop any kind of a fever, because that's the telltale sign. So there's no doubt the infection, they believe, will be contained. And right now there's zero risk of transmission to anyone because he wasn't, and they even say on the flight, because he wasn't showing any symptoms when he was traveling. But how he became infected, there's a question mark there. And then who he's been around for those 7 days in between. So now here you have traveler bringing Ebola to the United States. This is exactly the fear of so many, what we thought could possibly happen, and we're seeing it now. So for all the people who poo-pooed the idea of Ebola, you can't do that. And, you know, it goes back to February when I was in Grenada with a rock star scientist at the virologist conference. We're going to have some of them on, by the way, and we have had some on, talking about viruses and just the kind of world we live in and the easy transference in some cases depending on what it is. So in this case, Ebola is something I wouldn't want to catch. I said this the other night, but when you hear Dr. Kent Brantley, who looks healthy as a horse now, but talked about walking through hell, that's how he described it. It was hellish. And he wanted to make sure that Nancy Reichbold, who was with him and also got Ebola, was given the ZMAP first and was treated and all that kind of stuff. And she came out of it, he came out of it, but they both feel like the power of prayer and incredible doctors really helped them, because they know they were on the brink. They know that easily that could have been curtains for them. And they saw it with so many people because they were around Ebola. So to me, I mean, this is a no-brainer how frightening this is. The hospital said just the other day that they had had him in isolation. The CDC was there testing, and they were very worried about it. So he had four American aid workers infected while volunteering in West Africa. They were treated in isolation in hospitals in Atlanta. You know, the whole Nebraska story, same thing. But boy, oh boy. I mean, the U.S. has only four isolation units, four of those kind of isolation units. But the CDC says any hospital can safely care for someone with Ebola. Let's hope nobody that we know, nobody listening to me, has to deal with that. How do you travel? How'd you get there? What's the proximity with family? All those kind of questions come up, and it's a nasty, nasty thing. All of a sudden, you feel so sick. You feel like you are knocking on death's door from all accounts of what that's like. And Ebola isn't contagious until the symptoms begin, like I mentioned. And that's the whole bodily fluids thing that can spread easily before you know it. So this monitoring in the U.S. is big. How many contacts did that person make? How many contacts? And how many contacts don't know it? I don't know. Stop at a fast food place, go through a mall, touch a bunch of stuff with something, you know, some kind of fluid, whatever it could be, something left in a cup, who knows? It's just that easy. Not the same as airborne, thank goodness, because then, let me tell you, if it was airborne, it'd be disastrous. This would be like outbreak, and we would be locked in our houses, hoping that we had that emergency that we hear talked about so often, as you hear on America Tonight in some of the spots, seriously. Because we, you know, no joke, this is what it would be. We would be on the spot, boom, are you ready to go? It's go time. And there are other cases of some other deadly things that have come up, certainly in the past, including, it's sad to see these kids with the respiratory illness that has emergency rooms just backed up beyond belief. And some of those kids, I have a cousin who's a nurse at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, CHOP, and it's very, very bad in Pennsylvania. But not just Pennsylvania. There are a lot of states that have been hit by this. And in fact, Harmony sent me a list, and it's true. You've got confirmed cases in Minnesota and New Jersey. And I mentioned Pennsylvania, my cousin. And you've got Connecticut and Colorado and Alabama. I know a lot of you are listening to me there. Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Oklahoma, New York, Virginia. I mean, it's bad. The touching people thing, that's the whole thing with viruses. The potential for it and the difficulty when you can't breathe, what that is like. You ever know anyone, maybe you had it yourself, asthma, bronchitis, and a kid, and multiply that with something extra that gets lopped onto them, and it's an absolute disaster. An absolute disaster. So pretty scary. At least people are talking about it and being made aware of viruses and circumstances and Ebola and all of that. A lot of folks have said, well, why don't we just shut down air travel? Why don't we just stop air travel between Africa, between those areas, maybe all of Africa and the United States? But that's not going to do it because it's beyond that. And now it's in our borders. If anybody does have Ebola from this patient, which they're not trying to throw fear out there, but if anybody does have it, there'd be people who don't know they had that. Would you know? Checking out in the line, something on the hand. I mean, you don't know. Unless you are paying attention and you hear about the symptoms and for some reason you unfortunately were to contract the same thing. But you didn't go to Africa. You went to the grocery store. You went to the hospital. You went to the bank. You went and grabbed a burger at McDonald's or wherever. Ooh. The biggest fear of so many is that's exactly what could happen. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, I wanted you to hear, before we skedaddled from this hour anyway, some of the sounds from that hearing earlier in the day. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I was sitting there, had my cup of coffee, and I was watching, and I was just shaking my head, thinking, boy, this is a layup, because it'll be so easy to go after Pearson, because she is doing nothing to really give some substance and some reasons for what could possibly be happening in this culture and what they are immediately going to do to shut this down. Unacceptable, inexcusable. We can look up those words in a dictionary. Has to be harder than that. You got to come back swinging with something you can tell us. So what did Julie Pearson have to say, the head of the Secret Service? You're going to find out on this show in just a minute. Stay with us.
Talk complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
I do want our officers and agents to execute appropriate force for anyone attempting to challenge or breach the White House. I agree that mistakes were made and the proper protocols were not followed. It's unacceptable.
All right, unacceptable. That seems to be the buzzword for Julia Pearson, the head of the Secret Service, as she really fell down big time in front of Congress and in front of this committee, because it's just not strong enough for what happened there. When you see all the breaches of security and all the things that have happened with the Secret Service. I mean, certainly she inherited some of that, but the latest things and the worst thing, going through the obstacle course in the White House like it was nothing, is just something you can't tolerate when you're the face of the Secret Service. So she needs to come down hard, and she needs to change that culture, because I think that's partly what it's about. Somebody needs to say, you know what, too bad, White House aide or ushers or whoever, when you want the alarm turned down, we cannot tolerate it. Cannot tolerate it. So you have an intruder vaulting over the White House. You have that whole scandal going on. You have the thing that happened in Colombia 2 years ago. You had three agents in the Netherlands back in March who went ahead. You know, they do they're the front guys. They went ahead of a presidential visit. They were sent home after getting bombed. I mean, ridiculously bombed, apparently. One of them was found the next morning in the hallway of his Amsterdam hotel. So they were put on administrative leave. You had also, in March, the Secret Service agent, I'm laughing because it is like a fraternity, suspected of drinking, was involved in a traffic accident in Miami hours before the president arrived. Remember that story? The counter sniper had alcohol on his breath, they say. He did pass a sobriety test, so that's something, but was charged with failing to yield the right of way. Then you had another Secret Service supervisor in May of last year who left a bullet from his revolver in the hotel room of the woman he met downstairs at a bar. The woman refused to let him retrieve the bullet from her room, and it resulted in this Ignacio Zamora, who was off duty, and another officer, both assigned to presidential protective detail, being investigated for sending sexually suggestive emails to a female subordinate. Both of those agents were reassigned. I just saw that once again in the Post. And then you had the Colombia incident in Cartagena, what happened there. You had, if you go back, I mean, we can go back years, but you can go back to what happened in 2011, where you had officers at the White House who responded to shots fired from the South Lawn. But then within minutes of that, somebody was on a radio and said, no shots have been fired, stand down. And then it later came out that seven bullets, at least, had hit the White House living area. So the president and the first lady were away, but their daughter was home. The shooter, Oscar Ortega Hernandez, was arrested 5 days later. 5 days later. So nothing like trying to come back after something happened. And then there were a string of other things that we won't go through every single thing, but I'd say, yeah, they've really messed up, and there needs to be a different culture, and if they're going to spend that kind of money on security, for goodness sake, get the best. I mean, look, we've got good people out there. Find the good people and pay them the kind of money you need to pay them. Or, as somebody said to me, is it a generational thing where you would never have anyone in the Secret Service, politics aside, that would lay down on the job in any way? They wouldn't think of getting snookered, slammed, or hooking up with prostitutes or doing any of that while they were on the job. Whatever they did in their own I'm way off the clock time, different story. But guys that would really, truly, were just almost maniacal about being so razor focused on what they were doing. And they certainly wouldn't let somebody tell them to they're annoying. It wouldn't do that. And you wouldn't have the situation where you had somebody running through the White House like an obstacle course. It's true, there is no 100%, as I've said before. You cannot 100% say, well, this will never happen. We will never have that happen again. Because that's an impossibility. It's not probable. However, you can certainly have the right people in place who will do everything in their power because they are razor focused on that. I mean, it takes a certain skill set to be able to do it. It's not just somebody who is a good shot. It's not somebody who's an incredible sniper. Anybody out there ever been a sniper? Raise your hand. If you've... I raised my hand. I've never been a sniper. I have those special infrared glasses. I know some people that have been in that position. And you are a razor-focused person. You are like ice. There is nothing that is going to get in your way. And that's why... That is why those people are the... happens, you get chummy, you let down your guard, but that's not the kind of people you want on that detail. You want lethal force, baby. You want the kind of person that could break somebody in half the second they tried to do anything. That's what you want. Not anybody who's lax on the job. Not anyone who's lax. All right, we go from that to this story, a follow-up. I got an interesting note from a guy named Joe, who said in his email to me, hey, I think you're from Pennsylvania too, and I grew up outside of Philadelphia. And he's talking about how the people all over the state, the Keystone State, are so upset about what's, you know, happened in the search, the state police searching for the man who is definitely accused of killing the trooper and wounding another. And it's like he's taunting them. They found a couple of pipe bombs that could have done some brutal damage in the woods during their search. The bombs, of course, weren't deployed, but they were functional. They could have been set off by a trap or even a wire. And that was one of the things among several items that they hastily think were discarded. At this Eric Freen, it's crazy, the suspect is this Eric Freen. He was clearly not right. Freen has been on the run since September 12th. He's charged with killing one state trooper, wounding a second outside their barracks in Blooming Grove. I mean, they had no idea what hit them. And he is a self-taught survivalist hiding in the woods near his parents' house in the Pocono Mountains. I spent my whole childhood in the Pocono Mountains. And you know what? People make fun of the tubs, the heart-shaped tubs and all that kind of stuff. But they are really thick, thick woods. And if this guy knows how to do this, he's been doing a great job of it. Imagine all the law enforcement area, and they have not gotten to him. There's been some sightings of him, but he's been out in the woods since September 12th. Unreal. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.